old man go to work.
Give me two eggs. So tomorrow I got nothing.
Do you believe that everybody should be born poor? 1 week of their life. 1 week.
As you see, I'm in a wheelchair. I was hit by a train 10 years ago. And a year ago, I was hit by a truck.
There's a feeling in the pit of your stomach the first several nights that you're out there when you realize you actually are in a place where you got nowhere to go.
How do you like being at the shelter?
Kind of good. And I like it when we had our own beds and different. And when we get our new house, I'll be so happy when I have my own.
This may surprise a lot of people, but in the last school year, all of our schools here in Butte County, there's 14 different school districts, identified about 900 students, children and youth, who were in homeless situations during the course of the school year.
Welcome to the Without a Roof program, where we expose and remedy poverty, the worst form of violence. All right, welcome to December 7th, Without a Roof radio program. Guillermo Mash here. I want to make sure you know that it is the top of the hour, and it is FM 90.1 KZFR, listener-supported community radio for the Sacramento Valley, the foothills, and beyond. Also, the opinions voiced on this program do not necessarily reflect the views of opinions of KZFR, its staff, volunteers, board of directors, or underwriters. Got a great program lined up. Other than the fact that our main guest, I should say main guest, we have another guest that's just as main as any main. But shout out to Santa Soniki, who's not feeling well. And what do you have to say? I have Naomi Eisenberg in the studio. And why don't we do a shout out for Sienna as she recoups from her illness there.
Well, Sienna is actually my stepdaughter. And I was with her father for 7 years. He's an archaeologist and he's a great bass player, and we had a band together, and I love Sienna. She is really working her butt off to help the homeless people. She's got so much soul.
She's got a lot of soul. You know, I met her the first time I met her, and Charlie was back in town. She's actually on her way to Wisconsin by now. But bottom line is, I met Sienna about 3 or 4 months ago at the Peace and Justice Center, and she was helping out Charlie getting her ID and stuff. But just as soon as I had met her, I knew her from afar or whatever. You know, first time I physically met her, but she had such positive energy. Like,
yes,
this can-do positive energy. I'm like, man, she's on it.
Yep.
And that's how she is, huh?
She's like that all the time.
So since she can't be here, we're going to do the second best, third best. We won't rate this. But I had a wonderful time. I went to the Doing It Justice Choir at the Women's Club. And you heard them where you live.
I heard them in my bedroom.
Boom, in your bedroom with the Doing It Justice Choir.
Yeah, and the Methodist Church, I think they were at.
Yeah, they played there like Friday. But this is from Sunday's show. And I'm going to start and end with this, because Doing It Justice Choir, they did an awesome, it was all to raise money for Safe Space, a winter shelter program that alternates between different churches in the cold and windy and rainy times, like right now. And you're going to be hearing this song here, and I'll kind of do a back promo and tell you what you're listening to, is For What It's Worth by Buffalo Springfield.
Oh,
we can get our arms around that, can't we?
Love the Springfield.
All right, People Power Radio.
There's something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there telling me I've got to beware. I mean, it's time we stop. Children, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down.
There's battle lines being drawn. Nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Young people speaking their minds and getting so much resistance from behind. It's time we stop. Yeah, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. What a field day for the heat. 10,000 people in the street singing songs and carrying signs.
say hooray for our side. Think it's time we stop,
children.
What's that sound?
Everybody look, we're throwing down,
down. Paranoia strikes deep into your life, it will creep. It starts when you're always afraid. Step out of line, the man comes and takes you away. Think it's time we stop, children. What's that sound? Everybody look, what's going down?
Stop, children. What's that sound? Everybody look, going down. Stop, children. What's that sound? Everybody look, going down. Stop, children. What's that sound? Everybody look, going down. Stop.
Yeah, man, give it up. Doing it justice, community chorus. That was at the Women's Club. Give it up for Safe Space, man. They started on Sunday, winter shelter here in Chico, this fourth year that they've been doing this, and a whole lot of love for that. And Sienna's really, really involved in that as well. I'm going to do a little housekeeping business. We're going to be changing our format. I've been talking with several people that are near and dear to my heart. Actually, I spoke with Paul Bowden. Shout out Paul Bowden, West Regional Advocacy Project. And I have a telephone conversation coming up on Friday with Shahara Hyatt from the California Homeless Youth Project. But essentially, we're going to, I'm not going to say co-produce, but we're going to give them 5 minutes front and back. First 5 minutes is going to be all about California Homeless Youth Project. And the ending of the show is going to be Paul Bowden, man, bringing it from all these different states that he does his wonderful social justice work. So in honor of that, I've actually got a couple of clips. First one I'm going to play is Shahara Hyatt. I'm actually talking to Paul Bowden. He's like, did you know she's a comedian too? And she's really funny. And I'm like, yeah, man, I saw her in Chico. Got a really neat little Duffy's tape of her that is actually a re-air. I aired this on the 23rd. And then I have if you don't know Paul Bowden at all, never heard him speak, this is Paul Bowden, man, SB 876 at the state capitol this past summer. But give it up for all the great work that California Homeless Youth Project and Western Regional Advocacy Project, WAP, is doing throughout California and beyond here on People Powered Radio.
On a less personal note, I'm a social worker and I do comedy. Yeah, so now I have two jobs I don't do for the money. Yeah, during the day, I'm an advocate for homeless teens. Hold your applause, everyone. Not as if I'm literally doing the Lord's work. Nobody cares. But I've learned a lot doing that job. Like, people call the cops when they see a homeless person drinking in the park. What are you, jealous? Is that too chill? Like, two teenagers told me that a woman called the cops on them for going through the garbage. And I was like, what did that phone call look like? Someone's just like, hey, officer, these people are being so poor right now. They're digging through the trash. They're sleeping outside. They're asking for money. And I have to see it. The dispatcher's like, well, yeah, but don't you think it's like a little bit harder for them than it is for you? Maybe just like kick them a buck, say what's up, quit clogging the police lines, which makes you feel uncomfortable for having money when others have so little. No, I'm just kidding. We'll arrest them. Pleasure doing business with you. I don't like it either. That's how that phone call goes.
The other little piece of legislation we got on the table today is SB 876. Last year it was SB 608. Before that it was AB 5. If they screw with us again next year, it'll have another number. We don't care. We're going to keep coming back. Our ability to stand still, they criminalize as loitering. Our ability to sit down, they criminalize it as sitting. As if it's a criminal offense to sit. Sleeping, they call it a criminal offense. Laying down, eating. Well, you know what? When you wrote these 876 separate laws that exist in California, and we're going to talk to some of the researchers from UC Berkeley in a second. But when you pass these laws that said it's illegal to stand still, it's illegal to sit down, it's illegal to sleep, it's illegal to eat, every single person stands still, sits down, sleeps, and eats. Every single person. So when you wrote this law, these 872 separate laws, you knew damn well you were only going to enforce them against certain people. During Jim Crow, it was only enforced against certain people. During the anti-Okie laws, it was certain people. The ugly laws, certain disabled people. The Japanese-American Exclusion Act, certain people. We got a long history in this country, this colonized country that we call America. We got a long history of criminalizing the presence of certain people. Well, we don't want to just stop it for homeless people. We're homeless people that are saying we're human beings first. And our housing status doesn't dictate who we are. And you are not only going to no longer screw with us, we're going to make damn sure you don't screw with the next generation behind us.
Without a Roof radio program here on KZFR 90.1 FM, People Powered Radio, is made possible by the generous contributions of KZFR supporters and by the La Roca Vineyards Tasting Room in downtown Chico. Since 1984, La Roca Vineyards has been producing organic wines with no sulfites, including the one-of-a-kind Blanc de Blanc organic sparkling wine and their signature Cabernet Sauvignon. The tasting room is open Wednesday through Sunday at 222 West 2nd Street, next to the El Rey Theater. For more information, visit LaRocaVineyards.com or by calling 899-WINE. That's 899-9463.
All right, give it up for all our supporters and our wonderful underwriters. Give it up, Naomi Eisenberg. I'm going to have you do your own intros, girl. Go for it.
Hi. Anyway, I've been playing music since 1968. Played the Fillmore, played the Avalon, was managed by Bill Graham, and then I joined Dan Hicks and the Hot Licks, and after that I've had many, many bands. I can't even remember their names, but had a band called the Dadas, and some of the people in the Dadas passed away, so this was in 1976.
That you were in the Dadas?
Yes, and about 8 months ago, Ricky, who is a big-time producer now, who was our rhythm guitar player and songwriter, he's produced Katie Lang and wrote Heaven is a Place on Earth, and he's just a big success down in Hollywood, but I recorded with him about 8 years ago again, and he brought in a drummer who played with Beck, and he brought in a bass player who played with Katie Lang. I wish I knew their names. It was such a quick thing that we did. So This tape is what we did.
Yeah, I'm going to play it because we've got two songs we're going to play off the CD that from the Dadas, and one of them I just loved it because I haven't been blessed enough so far, Naomi, to see you play your electric violin and live. But you're just an amazing musician. We're just happy to have you here in the studio. Speaking of amazing, I've got to play this clip because you're from. Which borough are you from in New York?
I lived in a bunch of boroughs. I hate to say this, but I'm from the same borough as Donald Trump.
There you go. She said it.
Queens.
But there was a beautiful story that you're Jewish and you grew up and your dad obviously was Jewish. Mm-hmm. And we were down by the Chico Peace Vigil. And you said something to me that just struck such a huge chord. You had so much emotion. And you said to me, if my dad couldn't pick a side, how dare they? And I mean, I've never heard anyone kind of put it in such an emotional package that made me realize that, you know, we need to look at all perspectives around this. And then the beauty of it all, I just had this wonderful street recording of Naomi Eisenberg on the streets of Chico doing Palestine, Yours or Mine, here on People Powered Radio.
All right, here's a song I used to do in a band called Alienation. And the song is universal, and the time is universal. On one side, I'm an Arab. On the other, I'm a Jew. We both are buying war machines and foreign favors, too. I'm fighting for this arid land that will pull me down someday. Neath the undertow, I'll take root. Beneath those worlds, I'll stay. Palestine, yours or mine, I'll shoot. before I speak. You may be right, it could be yours, but I want it back next week. Brother war, family fight, opposing sides look so alike. They have lost and we have won. Will we regret what we have done? Red soil boils desert air. Evening breezes laced with fear. I see your lips as you go down. Close my eyes, it's not to hear. Palestine, yours or mine, I'll shoot before I speak. You may be right, it could be yours, but I want it back next week. Amen.
I like that.
I still like it. It's been a few years, and I still like it. Naomi, any comments on that song? That wonderful.
It was written. The words were written by a cantor, which is in the Jewish religion, the guy who gets up on and sings from the our Bible. I'm not really. I'm kind of a assimilated Jew. I even eat bacon.
There you go.
But my parents didn't. They'd die. They knew.
We'll keep that a secret. You're on People Powered Radio. Well, so tell us just a tidbit about this. We have a CD, the Dada CD, and I had a wonderful opportunity to pre-listen to it. And there's just this gorgeous instrumental with you on electric violin. How could we intro that, Naomi?
It was written by Rick Knowles, who wrote Heaven is a Place on Earth, and he's a very successful guy. He was in my band, the Dadas, and then he went on to move down to Hollywood and become a big, successful producer, working with Anita Baker, the Go-Go's. He wrote, like I say, Heaven is a Place on Earth, and he worked with Madonna and produced with Madonna, and they wrote a song together, and he's been working with all the big stars down there.
Including Naomi Eisenberg. You're on People Powered Radio. That was Naomi Eisenberg, who's in the studio. That was with a band called the Dadas. Give it up.
Yeah, it was three members of the Dadas. Mm-hmm. And a guy who played with Beck was playing the drums. And an incredible guy who played with Katie Lang. These two were studio musicians. And Jimmy Thorson and Rick and myself, Rick Knowles, we were the people that sang in the Daughters, who are still alive, so.
It's good to be alive. Now, as I understand it, you're so fascinating to talk to about your musical background, but as part of my duties here, I have to play a Will Durst little promo, and cool. You're telling me you were in a band with Will Durst.
Yep.
What was the name of the band? Give us a little insight on Will Durst.
It was called The Stupids.
Perfect. That fits.
It was sometime in the 80s, and we had a lot of fun. We did all these corny cover tunes that, although they were very complicated chords, I'm trying to think. Oh, we did Hands Across the Water, which is one of the worst Beatles songs.
Yeah, that's and, not my favorite either.
What was the other one we did that I liked? Oh, I can't remember. But a lot of very corny songs, but with intricate musical chords.
So how was Will Durst, man, to hang out with the stage and after hours with, man? What was up with Will Durst?
Well, I didn't hang out with him after hours.
No?
I hung out with him during the rehearsal, and he's funnier than hell. I mean, what can I say about this guy?
What can we say about Will Durst here on?
Funny dude, and I love politics. I love to.
Hey guys,
love
Will Durst
humor.
Here with the top
Will Durst
10
here.
Comedic
People Powered
news
Radio.
Stories of 2016, which are not to be confused with the top 10 legitimate news stories of 2016. No, no, no. They are as different as cute kitten videos are from stainless steel collar stays, petroleum jelly in the cobblestones outside of 10 Downing Street, corn chowder in Michelangelo's David, trope and tripe. So these are they. The stories from the first 11/12 of 2016 that most lent themselves to the humorous, amusing, and comedic. Number 10. Fidel Castro dies, but at least hung on long enough to see the beginning of the end of American democracy. Number 9. The GOP primaries. A year-long circus featuring a lion tamer who used whips and chains and insults, questioning his opponent's energy, heritage, wives' attractiveness, and the size of their genitals. Number 8. Brexit. Turns out most Brits consider xenophobe to be a musical instrument. Number 7, the Chicago Cubs win the World Series, which Nostradamus cited as one of the signs of the apocalypse. Number 6, Bob Dylan wins the Nobel Prize for Literature, and next year, Stockholm is going to give the Peace Prize to Paris Hilton for her delightful tweets. Number 5, Melania Trump's GOP convention speech. Now, every time Michelle Obama talks, the world waits for Melania's spin on it. Number 4, Hillary Clinton's email problems. She says she was only following precedents set by other secretaries of state. And she's right. In 1790, Thomas Jefferson had server problems as well. The difference? His server was pregnant. Number 3, Bernie Sanders, who almost debated Donald Trump. Would have been fun to see the Vermont senator chew up the New York City real estate developer, but then be forced to spit him out due to religious dietary laws. Number 2, the Galaxy Note 7, promoted as water-resistant. What they didn't mention was underwater was the safest place to use the thing. And finally, number 1, Donald J. Trump, who won the U.S. presidential election with a little help from his friends. The FBI, Vladimir Putin, the mob, WikiLeaks, fake news stories, Anthony Weiner, Bill Clinton, Rosie O'Donnell, white supremacists, and Alec Baldwin. For KZFR Radio, I'm Will Durst.
Of course it is. And that Will Durst is awesome, just like Naomi Eisenberg's awesome. All right, Naomi, any closing thoughts before we play this other song that you'd picked out off the Dada CD? Number 2, what's the name of the song so I don't have to reach?
Okay, we just did Spiderweb, and Spiderweb. The next one is called Idaho.
Idaho, baby.
Mm-hmm.
What do we need to know about Idaho?
I don't know.
Idaho here on People Powered Radio.
Idaho. The about a pimple, baby, I don't know. Do you? Ooh. Cause I remember the leaves were brown in that foggy town. There didn't seem to be another body or soul inside. And in the meadow the trees would move in a certain groove. Just as long as we were not around, standing on the ground, gawking, but rather lay low like so. In Idaho, I'm almost certain, but then I don't know. Do you? Ooh. I remember the greens were gray in a lovely way. I heard a little waterfall explain it all and then wash away. So I decided that I don't care who, what, when, why, how, or where. Just as long as I feel a certain way every single day, and I know that I can always go.
All right, we're back in the studio with Naomi. I hate to tune this down, but we're running up against time here. We got the non-human radios coming up next. So what are you going to say to your fans? We actually had a fan call in. It's going to call you back and talk to you. So what do you got to say, Naomi, as we head on out of here?
I've been living in this town for 7 years, and I can't even get arrested.
You can't?
No.
Have you tried?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah? What'd you do?
Well, I went around naked with the topless with all the other girls, riding our bicycles. And what else did I do?
I could do a Ford promo of that. Give me a call next time.
Okay. Otherwise, I really can't think of some of the things, or I don't want to tell you.
All right. Such a blessing having you on the show and having a chance to talk to you. Naomi was dancing during most of this. You're just a wonderful person, Naomi Eisenberg. Thanks for being Naomi Eisenberg.
Thank you.
I'm going to end it with the best possible way. This is like a whole big room full of people singing to the Doing It Justice Choir. And in there, you'll be able to hear Sienna Soniki here on People Powered Radio.
He's Sienna.
Love
is a song you sing.
Thank you.